Our district offers nearly 20 athletic opportunities for our students. That's a lot of sports, but who manages all of that? Find out today in the fantastic folks of FSH ISD podcast.
From the boardroom to the classroom, you'll find great people in Fort Sam Houston ISD. Learn all about them here at the fantastic folks of FSH ISD podcast.
Coach Tina Guerrero has been coaching in our district for over 20 years and is now one of only a handful of female district athletic directors in the state. We wanted to learn more about what she does in her role and what motivates her to keep up with her hectic schedule, so we sat down and talked to her earlier this week. All right, guys, we're here with Coach G. Have a blessing in this building this morning. It's Landon Duplessis and Dana Rose here. All right, Dana.
Good morning. I'm going to ask Coach G a couple questions this morning. And the first one's going to be, what made you want to become an athletic director?
Well, that's a really interesting question because I didn't actually see myself heading in this path when I got here. I thought that, you know, coming from UIW, and being a grad assistant of basketball over there, that eventually I would go back to coaching college basketball. But the community here, I just love the kids. The fact that it was small and you got to know everybody. And then Coach Ransom saw a good opportunity for me to kind of head up the girls program. So it just kind of started there, and then I got some really great compliments from Coach Duncan and Coach Ransom that maybe that might be the path that I would start looking into. And here I am 24 years later, 4 years into the athletic directing position, and I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else anywhere else.
All right. And as an athletic director, what are your main jobs and responsibilities?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? The list goes on and on. Well, I mean, bottom line is I'm in charge of overseeing both the middle school programs and the high school programs. And in the high school programs, we have about 13 sports that we offer here at Cole. And we have, volleyball, basketball, track, cross-country, tennis. And we have 5 for the middle school. And we just added cross-country and tennis to the middle school last year. So basically, in a nutshell, I oversee all of those sports. But, you know, I manage 28, you know, staff members, 28 coaches. And, you know, I'm in charge of anything from, you know, scheduling table workers for games to making sure that we have security, paying bills, ordering equipment, you know, communicating with my superintendent and my principal on anything and everything that's going on, being visible in the community, and just kind of communicating with everybody on the campuses. I mean, it's really, I did name probably about 6 or 7, but the list, I just did a list of what my job responsibilities, and it was 3 pages long, so.
My gosh. How long do you stay here?
I like to get here, you know, cross country got me here pretty early in the morning, starting in August. And then, you know, we had 6 o'clock in the morning practices. I was here by 5:30. So during cross country season, I'm here at 5:30 in the morning. And if we have an event like a volleyball game or anything, football game, I'm here till 9 or 10, 11 o'clock, depending on. So those are very long days. On a short day, if I'm lucky, I'll get out of here by 5:30. But I do like to work out in the morning, kind of get myself going, to get energized for the very long day.
We are actually still.
Wow, that's a lot. Was it an easy transition from being a coach to an athletic director, or did you see yourself, or was it hard?
Well, I think it was an easy transition from going to being only one of the female coaches. When I first got here to Cole, I was the only female coach. And then the year or two after, we added one or two. And so I think it was an easy transition from being the only female coach here to the girls coordinator, and then from the girls coordinator to the athletic directing position. So it was an easier transition going from one to the other, and it And every day I'm learning something. I learn something every day about the position. So there's never not a day that I don't leave learning something new. So transitioning from girls coordinator was a little bit easier, I would think, from just going from a coach to an AD.
And where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
Here, hopefully. I mean, I love it. I can't imagine, like I said, you guys, I love all sports. And I think that's what's very important. I think sometimes when you see athletic directors, they might be just passionate about one thing. And yes, I played basketball in college and I did play some softball in college too. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I love to see kids compete and I love to watch all the sports. And so... yeah, I can't imagine doing this job or not doing this job. So being around kids and being around sports is what I'd like to do. And as long as my head's in the right place and my heart and my health is in the right place, this is where I want to be and this is what I want to be doing.
With your busy schedule, how do you balance your work life?
Well, I'll have to tell you, Dana, that if I don't exercise, it's very difficult. I feel very lethargic and tired. Some days, like I said, are very, very long. Some days I'm blessed to be able to get out of here at 5 o'clock. But I think it's important, one, to, you know, exercise, eat right, get a good night's sleep, and make time for family. I think family is very important. I think, you know, going out and being with friends is very important. And I think there's always a time where you have to separate yourself from this place and from the job to just kind of, you know, be refreshed and rejuvenated. But, you know, there is a fine line and it is hard to balance because I do love to be here and I do love to watch you guys compete. And sometimes I do need to get myself out the door and at home and at a decent hour. But, you know, I think eating right, exercising and being with family and friends also helps me want to always come back here.
And then what about Cole High School influenced you to work here? Like, out of all the other schools that you could have chosen, I mean, we're in a huge city, San Antonio, what made you want to come to Cole High School?
Great question. Well, I actually did my student teaching here. So when I was at UIW, I did the first part of my student teaching at an elementary, which there's no way I could do that. That was a lot. The kids are, you know, very needy and always have to be paying attention 24/7. So I did that part at a Northeast school. And then I came here and did the second part of my student teaching, which for me, it's the secondary is where I wanted to be. I wanted to be with the older kids. Obviously, I wanted to be teaching PE and wellness, and I wanted to be coaching. So, I definitely wanted to be in the secondary. So I'm sorry, I forgot the question. What was the question?
Brought you to Cole High School.
Oh, Cole, well, my student teaching. So going along with that story, so I went, after my student teaching, went back to my grad assisting at UIW, and then I got the call from Coach Ransom that one of his PE teachers and coaches was leaving, and would I be interested in the job? And at the time, I wasn't sure because I was in my grad program, and I didn't know that if I had a full-time job, would I stay in school and finish? But it all worked out. I came over here, interviewed with Coach Ransom. He showed me around. He's like, do you want the job? I said, yeah, sure, I'll take the job. And that 1995, 1996 was my first year here at Cole. And, you know, after about the first or second year, I didn't want to leave. So that's how I got started here at Cole.
Of all the sports that we offer, which one do you prefer?
Oh, gosh, here we go. Yeah, the tough question. Well, I mean, obviously, I played basketball since I was in sixth grade. I didn't play any younger. I grew up in California, and we did a lot of outdoor sports. We didn't do a lot of indoor sports. So, you know, basketball, when I got here to Texas, was something that I gravitated towards. At middle school, I played volleyball and basketball. So I'm passionate about basketball, but I have to tell you, and, you know, because I've coached volleyball, I've coached a little bit of track. I love football. I love contact sports. But the one sport that I did not think that I would really be passionate about is running, is cross country. I mean, I just feel like some of our runners are the most mentally tough competitors, and I really fell in love with cross country. So it's hard. I mean football, basketball, cross country, I mean anything that has contact. I mean anything also that forces student athletes to be mentally tough. And I think, you know, when you're competing, you have to be mentally tough in every sport. But when it's just you and the clock, or you and a ball, or you and a racket, or whatever the case may be, you know, it's hard. It's hard to narrow it down to just one.
And then what is your best memory at Cole High School?
Oh, gosh. My best memory, I think I have probably, I have a lot, but I'm going to say beating Gerald in double overtime with that 2015 team. And then probably my first coaching year with cross country, where we went second at regionals, and first in district, second at regionals with the boys, and second at state. And then, you know, we got the girls a district championship. So those are my two top favorite memories, I would say, here.
We have some rapid fire questions for you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go.
All right. What is your favorite movie?
Grease.
Top three songs on your workout playlist.
Oh, God. I don't have a playlist, but I listen to Simple Minds Radio and Ariana Grande Radio.
If not being athletic director, what profession would you take on?
I think I'd probably be somewhere in the fitness world.
Secret talent?
I played the clarinet.
What's one thing on your bucket list?
To travel overseas, maybe Europe.
Biggest fear?
Biggest fear. Failure.
Ooh. Describe yourself in three words.
Hardworking, dedicated, and committed.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Books or movies?
Movies.
Whataburger or In-N-Out?
Oh, I don't like either. If I had to choose, Whataburger, I guess, yeah.
Superman or Batman?
Superman.
Cold weather or hot weather?
Hot weather, for sure.
Soccer or football?
Football.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Digital or print?
I'm old school. I like to have it in my hand, but I know that, oh, gosh. Print.
iPhone or Android?
That's easy.
I hate it. iPhone, I guess. I hate them both.
Oh. Riches or happiness?
Happiness first and then riches. How about that? Happiness.
Fair enough.
I like that. All right, that's all we have today. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you for having me. That was fun.
We want to thank Coach G for taking time to talk to us. As you heard, she is one busy lady. Thanks for all that you do, Coach. This has been Dana Rose and Landon Duplessis. If you have any ideas for people we should talk to, let us know. Until then, keep doing fantastic things.
Thanks for listening. For more episodes of our podcast, look for us on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. See you next time.